The prospective tenant in the case was in the hospital for bulimia-related problems at one point while he was talking to the landlord about renting the apartment. The landlord says he worried the tenant's bulimia might land him in the hospital again. He also worried that it might be connected with depression and suicidal tendencies. Either way, it could make him unable to pay rent, so the landlord asked for 6 months' rent in advance. Judges in three courts so far have said that request constituted illegal discrimination because the landlord was making the terms of the rental more difficult based on the tenant's disability. But the landlord's lawyer, Phil Elliott, says according to the law, bulimia does not count as a disability because a disability is something that permanently interferes with day-to-day activities.
You know, we're not talking about whether or not somebody may have to go back in the hospital after a month and come back out again. You know, we're talking about the words significant and permanent and long term.
But a lawyer who argued against the landlord, Assistant Attorney General David Rice, says all that matters is what the landlord thought about the tenant's condition. Rice says the landlord thought the tenant might end up in the hospital repeatedly, and that type of impairment, he says, does count as a disability.
A person who cannot live outside of a hospital setting, who's going to be returned to the hospital or is going to commit suicide, is not a person who can function in everyday activities.
Ironically, Rice also says the tenant was actually getting over his bulimia and turning his life around. The Supreme Court will probably decide the case by this summer. Benson Gardner, Wisconsin Public Radio.